This is Victor Novak, the brewmaster for Golden Road Brewing. When I want to tap the very best in food news, I catch the SoCal Restaurant Show. Let's go, Ducks!
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and happy to say we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And mentioning Ducks hockey, just one little program note, unusually the Ducks are playing in Eastern Canada next Saturday and playing a very early game, so we're graciously letting the Ducks go ahead, and we will be back with you the following Saturday with a full show on February 5th. So just a little note. As I mentioned in our first segment, Long Beach Black Restaurant Week kicks off tomorrow and runs through the 30th. It is highlighting Black-owned food businesses in Long Beach as well as Black chefs and bartenders. On the SoCal Restaurant Show, we're really happy to support this because it is small, independent restaurants and food product producers and food truck chefs that are worthy of your support. And this week, I got a chance to meet the operator and chef of one of the food trucks that is participating in Long Beach Black Restaurant Week. She has the Gone Loco spicy food truck, and she definitely likes to kick it up a notch, as Emeril Lagasse used to say. This is Chef Vita Virgilito, and it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Vita to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Chef Vita, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
You have had a busy week.
Oh, yeah. Sure have, but that's the way I like it.
Yeah, well, of course. And it, about starting tomorrow, Vita, to get even busier. Let's backtrack a little. One of the kickoff events that Long Beach Black Restaurant Week did this week, which I really appreciate, instead of, you know, having a reception or a party or whatever, this is a nonprofit organization. They're very dedicated to giving back to the community, in addition to supporting small independent restaurateurs. And they did a feeding at the Long Beach Mission that you were part of. Tell us a little bit about the event and the people that you served. And I know that you were serving up a dish that you're very proud of.
Yes. So we participated in the event at the Long Beach Rescue Mission so we could bring Black Restaurant Week to the unhoused. And I made the baked beans. Chef Kiana, she did the cookies, and Ronnie, he did that fabulous pulled pork. It was just a way of us giving back and bringing, you know, sharing our culinary, you know, skills with the people there at the mission. And it's just something that it feels good to be able to give back.
Vita, I know you're very genuine about that, and you know we're delighted that you stepped up to do that because it's not like you're a multimillionaire either. So this is just an important thing, but I think it tells us a little bit about what your business model is on that fun Gone Loco spicy food truck. About how many people did you feed earlier in the week, Vita?
I think it was about 200.
Wow. That was a busy and big afternoon. Now, in your day-to-day activities, you are out there on the streets of Long Beach serving up your spicy food. Tell us a little bit about Chef Vita, about what the concept of the Gone Loco spicy food truck is, and then we'll talk about some of your menu items, which I've had a chance to enjoy.
I try to stay keeping these streets hot.
and indeed you do.
Yeah, so my concept of my truck is everything is spicy. And I tell them, don't even ask. It came from, I have a gourmet condiment business as well. I make gourmet hot sauces and barbecue sauces, relishes, and jams. And I incorporated that into my food. So everything that is made on my truck is made with my sauces or my jams. And everything is spicy. I even created my own seasoning blend that I use for the food. And that's something that I've always wanted, was to have my own restaurant, and now I have my own mobile restaurant. So I'm really, really stoked about that.
Absolutely. Vita, we love your enthusiasm. Now, just so we don't scare people off, you have three levels of hotness of your food. And for the tenderfoots out there, and hey, you know, no aspersions cast, but you can get anything mild as well as burning hot, correct?
Yes, there's three levels of heat: pain, wild, and insane. And everything is basically cooked to a tame level, unless it's specified on my menu, like our shrimp tacos. Those are spicy. I can bring them down to a tame, but they are so, you know, that's the way they're supposed to be presented, really spicy. But yeah, there's, I have something for everybody, from the wimpy wimpies to the, about that life people.
No, you know, we definitely get it. And, you know, Vita, there are definitely a lot of folks out there that like to test that level of hotness. So, again,
and
it's
I
just,
love to give it to them.
and you do, but, you know, you accommodate all. So that is great. Now, speaking about accommodations and people's different tastes, Vita, you also have vegetarian fare for folks. So, you know, you're really covering it all.
I don't want anybody to be left out. I do make a vegan cheese for our vegan mac and cheese, and it has a little bit of heat to it, but I've been told that it's one of the best vegan macs out there, and I invite anybody to come and try, because I do the vegan mac and the vegan asada fries and vegan quesadillas. So... yeah, I try to have something for everybody.
Yeah, definitely all good. Now, an item that you have that's very popular, but the first time people ponder it, it might be a little puzzling, and I want you to explain it. This is Mom's Grilled Peanut Butter and Pepper Jelly Sandwich. You got to tell us about that one, Chef Vita.
Okay, so... the backstory of that is, when I was younger, my mom, she used to make me and my brothers grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And I just grew up, you know, loving that. And so when I started making pepper jellies, I decided, you know what, I'm gonna try this on the grilled peanut butter and jelly. And that was it. It just took it to a whole new level. And so when I got my truck, well, actually before I got my truck, I was working on my menu for about a year and a half before I even got my truck. And I knew that I wanted that on there, because I would ask people, have you ever had a grilled peanut butter and jelly sandwich? They're like, what? And I was like, yeah. So when I put it on the truck, I would tell people about it, and they would try it. And I love looking at their face when they try it, because it's just like, I know they're thinking it's going to be like the typical peanut butter and grape jelly sandwich or whatever, but the gems that I use on there is my blueberry, which is a spicy blueberry, or the strawbanero, which is a strawberry habanero jelly. And once that heat hits them, it melts. It's like a grilled cheese without the cheese. It's so gooey. But yeah, that's a popular one. Very popular. And I love that I was able to bring something that my mom did for me onto my truck. You know?
Absolutely, and she still gets credit. Now, yes. A side order that you have that is exceptionally good. You know, everybody loves onion rings. Sometimes the problem is keeping the coating on the rings. But your onion rings, you actually have some of your seasoning on. So, you know, you're getting the essence of that onion ring, but you're also getting a lot more flavor. Tell us a little bit about the onion rings.
So my onion rings are beer battered, and they... have my special seasoning blend in them, along with our seasoning that we put on our fire fries. And so the onirings have our full flavor and a little bit of spiciness to them. And they fly out of here like hotcakes.
No, no. I would recommend to our listeners that anybody that gets a sandwich also get them with the onion rings, because you'll be pleasantly surprised. They are far from routine. Vita, for the days of Long Beach Restaurant Week, Black Restaurant Week, starting tomorrow and running through the 30th, how do our listeners find you and the Gone Loco Spicy Food Truck?
So this week, I'm going to stay in Long Beach this week, and I post on my Instagram account, Gone Loco 21, where I'm going to be parked. I'm going to concentrate mostly at, I will be at the Scottish Rite Center in Long Beach on 8th and Elm, and then probably down on Ocean and Junipero at the Bluff Park. So they'll be able to find me. If they want to know where I'm at, all they have to do is go on to my Instagram or Facebook and look at the story. I'll post where I'm going to be.
Well, Vita, we want our listeners to know where to find you. Ladies and gentlemen, chef and food truck operator extraordinaire, Vita Virgilito. It is the Gone Loco Spicy Food Truck, a participant in Long Beach Black Restaurant Week. Vita, great meeting you, and have a very busy week.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, it's a preview of the March 10 days of Regarding Her, female chefs and restaurateurs making a difference. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.